tomorrow, it looks like it's going to be on time, like the end on time. I have to go to the airport. Chazni Hashem. Okay, so that we're now still doing Hefsek Tara, and I see it's taking much longer than I expected, but that's just the way it is. Yesterday we spoke about the various shitas in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim, and in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's just review very briefly. We had possibly four shitas, three in the Mishnah itself on Samech Chesem and Aleph, and a fourth one in being more Mekil on the Gemara Samech Chesem and Beis Tisi Shalosha Alti. And there's a question of how to paskin in the Shaila among the Tanoim. Question number one. Question number two, when we have a distinction between a Yom Rishon and a non-Yom Rishon, there's a question which Tosfos discusses on Samech Chesem and Beis. It's a question how to read the Tosfos. What does it mean, Yom Rishon? Does Yom Rishon mean literally Yom Rishon? The first day, she started that day, she had nothing happened before that. Was Yom Rishon even include any other day upon which she is seen? It's also called a Yom Rishon. The Rishon's Avdafka. The day she's seen as opposed to the day when she hasn't seen. Okay, those are the two fundamental questions. Again, let's review. One, how do you paskin in the Machlokas at Tanoim? And number two, a day which is beyond the first day that she saw, but she continues seeing to the next day, what kind of status does that have? Those are the two fundamental questions. I'm going to open the Shulchan Aruch again, just to see very quickly, to review what's all about. Again, the Mechaber and Ramo. The Mechaber just says that a typical day, a time when she sees a couple of days, on the day of Pascha, so she does a Hefsek Tara, and it should be some of the Ben Hashemotos. It's clear as day that the Mechaber held that a day when she did not begin seeing does not have a din of Yom Rishon. That's clear. What is the din of Yom Rishon? That's Tzibbeis. Tzibbeis, as she saw one day only, then you have to have Moch Docho Kol Ben Hashemoshes. So the Mechaber clearly answered the second question. The first day is the first day only. It doesn't mean the third, fourth day that she sees. That's clear. And what he actually paskins on the first day is quite clear as well. You need Moch Docho Kol Ben Hashemoshes, which seems to be the Amru Lo on the Avsamah Chesem. I want to tell you that some poskim seem to take this Amru Lo only as a foil. Didn't really mean it. But it's impossible. This can't be done. Some will learn Pshat. If you look at the Rashi, some will listen to the Torah. So by a little bit, sounds like that's what he means. Can't be done. So that would be a fifth sheet, if you will. Right? Nothing works in the first day. Whatever it is, it's just an ilmole, because no one ever says that Moch Dochuk works. Right? But the Mechaber rejects that. Mechaber holds that your Moch Dochuk would work. Nothing less than that would work on day one. And the subsequent days, it's still unclear to this day what he means. He says it should be Samach Lebein Hashemoshes. Doesn't tell you is that the Ikuva? Doesn't tell you how it's defined. It's really wide open. It's wide open. And the Ramah says about that, Chenogon Lechatchila, and B'dievet Good Shachris. Is he explaining the Mechaber? Is he? You don't know. If you look at Beis Yosef, it's not. That's not going to be completely clear. If you look at the, I don't have a Beis Yosef here. I don't have a tour. I just wanted to give you a few of the highlights from the. Thank you so much. Just a few. Again, I don't have the time to go into every intricacy in the Beis Yosef, but you'll see that he quotes the whole story. In Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. He says as follows. Well, that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, you see a few days, Bodekes Atza B'yom Shepaska Kadesh Nifsek B'tara. When? So he goes to Rashba, says, Shachris is fine. Except if you see one day only. Then he quotes his father, the Rosh, who said you have to do Hefsek Tara Bein Hashemoshes in general. Any day should be Bein Hashemoshes. So Rabbi Yosef Kari says two things. Number one, that Bein Hashemoshes means some of the Bein Hashemoshes. Right? Against the we thought maybe a radical chap that means Bein Hashemoshes from Shul. Fine. So the Tur who's quoting his father saying some of the Bein Hashemoshes, it doesn't mean anything. That the ideal time should be Fakaritis, he's making it in a certain sense earlier rather than later. When he says Samach ben Hashmash, he means it earlier, not Bibben Hashmash. He's not telling you how late it has to be. So therefore the Ramah has every right to assume that the Mechaber meant what he himself, the Ramah, said, that, you know, you make it as close as possible, you know, fine. But the Mechaber would agree that this is good for Shachmas. He didn't make any hard and fast for the Evans over here. I would be noted to assume that the Ramah is interpreting the Mechaber the way, and I think he's interpreting it correctly, based on what the Torah says, name of the Russian. Again, the Beis Yosef is Marich here, but he says as follows. He says, quotes the Rosh, and he has a whole Arich Rabim, Tamsman, all kinds of, he's so marked on other points to prove his main points. Number one, that don't take Ben HaShemashas literally. And number two, Rabbi Natam, that after all Arichas, he don't, what's the bottom line? Right? He doesn't focus on what we're focusing on. He's busy with other focuses. So therefore, I would assume that's probably the best shot in the Shitas Maran. That yes, try to do it as close as you can to Shkia, but if you did it as early as Shachas, it would be okay, like the Raj Bashita, but not on the first day he requires Spanish ones. That's the Mechav. Good, but that's for Svar. For Ashkenazim, follow the Ramah. Let's just review again what the Ramah says. He said, okay, so on days beyond the first day, we understand where the Ramah is coming from. Even Shachas is good. And then what's a little harder to understand is that on the day one when she first started, here the Ramah says that some of the Ben HaShemashes would work. Shachas would not work. That's harder to understand. As we mentioned the Sibritari yesterday, he doesn't understand where the Ramah took it from. Presumably he's taking it from our Tosfos. Tosfos says over here, at Samech Chesem and Beis, this concept of a Bedika having to be minamincha lamala, even on subsequent days. What do you mean subsequent? But a day on which she sees. The Tosfos has three cases. Day one that she saw, that's the most chomer. The moch tochav ben hashmoshes. Okay, it can't be milmekel. And that's the pasha of shah. Then you have another day when she saw for a whole series of days. So then we can be mekel each one double the feet. Mashahu, some say Melamin Chalamala. And the Tos seems to come with a zinger, the way the Ramah seems to have understood it, and say, look, doesn't really make that much of a difference, really, if you started today, day one, or if it's day four or five, but I went straight. In either case, the possibility exists that a Bedika Melamin Chalamala will work with the Yevon. And that's exactly what the Ramah said. That a Bedika Melamin Chalamala will work with the Yevon, not only if it's day five. If it's day one, the first day she saw, that's a chiddush. Could be pshat in this Tosfos. Again, we're going into the complicated. I'm not going to spend too much time. I told you before, it's really not lemaisa in a classical sense for us because we wait 5 days Ashkenazim anyway. Yes, we had this the Madane Melech, right? You see over Divya Chamudas Chapei, the Shachar also over here talks about the if she saw and then she stopped seeing. She saw Kendra and Shiva Nakiyim as given the status of day one Mamish, but many posts come out of a whole variety of leads there. I started reading it through yesterday. Now we have it on my desk. I have thrown out the Taras of Bayez Beis and the Rabbi Forst is here. I'm not going to go back to it again. Those Bakaros like we used to read yesterday, you can look it up. If you want, I can read it very briefly. Very briefly. Well, I forgot the marker I gave you. What was the marker I gave you? Do you have your notes from yesterday? In this forum? Just give me the...
155,
Hora 7. Page 155. Okay. Hora 7. Hefzik Tara. Yeah. No, that's... No, it's 155, but that's a different story. I gave you another one. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. How long is it? So long. It's very, very long. But part of it is over here in page 168, footnote 52. There's a whole series of coolers. One I read, we have the hope. What page would I tell you from the Taras Habayis base? Reish Peches. Okay. I don't want to spend too much time on this. Reish Peches, right? Quotes the Shachar and Madana Yontif. And he quotes other sources as well. But he says, if it's only a Kesem, he can be Mekel. And then he says, if Lora Gisha, Elevipedikas Aid, Havirak Madi Rabbonon, Maker Adim, he spoke about this at the very, very beginning. And therefore, you only Mokhtoch and Kobe Nashmoshes. That's all. And if you hold the Sveka the Raisa, but there's so many other Svekas to be Mitzarif over here. Svek. Maybe Yibedikas Aid is like a Kesem. Maybe it's like a Ria. Many poskim say, you don't need Mokhtoch and Kobe Nashmoshes. Shout out the cheetahs of the Ramah. So svek svek alahako. Even if one subject is negat dat maran shulchan aruch, he quotes all the svardi klolim. That's his mahalach over here in page reish peches, and over here in this footnote 52, it gives a whole series of other leniencies. Rabbi Yoshev said, as I told you, if it wasn't a completely clear day, then for sure it's not considered day one. It just was never clear there in between. Then he quotes a shita that says I lost my place over here, but any quotes a sheet about the Rashi and that Yud Aleph of an Aleph within 3 days it's not a problem. And if it's within 7 days of the beginning of the flow, then you quote either day and Rashi and Alpha of the Maslam is going to work. That's this footnote 52 on page 1. I gotta go back. But I just wanted to read you at least these sources really exist. Yeah.
There's a Rabbosner, I think, that Arisa Lovsky points out that says even day one is there, he has some reason. And he has the worry now about what about on the moat? If she doesn't moke,
so he rejects all the
cool. She didn't need another moke the next night because that's already a reason. So that he says no. But anything after the moke, that's already new.
Fine. So he's machmer. Good. You want to be machmer? I'm not going to stop you. But I'm just telling you that we have a right to be make. Okay. Fine. I have to look up. I didn't see where I was to say that, but I'll look it up. I have it in my house. I borrowed it. I'll look up. Okay. I'll tell you what I'm used to saying. That's all. Different strokes for different folks. Okay. The Chavis Das is tremendously machmer. I caught my eye in one of these footnotes over here. He writes a summary. The Chavis Das is machmer in three different things. This is footnote 42. He quotes from Shira Shevet Alevitak that the Chavis Das argues on Rabban three different issues. Number one is Moch Dach Makam the first day. That's we saw. Then the subsequent day, the Ramachab and Ramah Paskin, even in the morning is good. And the Chavis Das says, no, has to be in the Mincha Lamala. And Mechule, but the Chavis has a lot of chumras over here. Okay, we're going to stop this discussion for the moment. Fine. Good. There is a fascinating svaras over here in opposite directions concerning the following. Remember that our Mishnah that we spoke about, the various four sheets, is talking about Anida. Anida Doraisa. She starts on Sunday, she's a total of 7 days. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Has all this fit with respect to our situations where you need Shiva Nikia no matter what? So no one talks and dances around the issue. Because the Mishnah is talking about Anida. We're talking about someone who needs 17 days. Is it more chomer? Is it more kal? Is it different? Is it what? You don't find a discussion much in the classical mafarshim about this. At least, fascinatingly, two sort of opposite conclusions, one from the other. Let's start with the more lenient one. That's the simla. Lechem Asin is the author of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, quoted by Rabbi Avadya over here on page Reish Pei He. He says as follows: the Rambam says in Perek Vav Halacha Chaf, Shebiyom Arishon L'Rias Anida, it's Kemisha Matzah Tumeya, Huchzak Maya Pasuach, that's in Vav Chof. But in Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, he says, he quotes Chumad Rab Zera, Shiva Nekiyin, no matter what, and the time the blood stops, you count Shiva Nekiyin. You know what he says? Muchach Afilu Rasa Yomecha Dulvadu Paska. So Ferris Shiva Nekiyin Halacha Yamamacharas Rebbeinu Shalom. How? Shem Kol Ika Chumash Shabanos Yisrael Kadesh Lo Tavon Ali Shem Tals Ba'Olam. Ferayim Rasa Yomecha Dul Paska Bitara Mishachris So Ferris Achakach Shiva Nekiyin. Shuv ein lochosh the tos cloud. Shema manashach. Im ibm ez of a gedola. The shema rosa shneel on the fnechain. Im ken arayef sika betar b'shlishi l'riyos. She missed the first 2 days. She didn't see the first 2 days. Okay? So now shlishi l'riyos. V'shapa ma'ad v'diga shalafil b'shachas. V'im zosi riachas b'lvad. Im ken afilu b'digas yomishin eina mo'ila. Harayena tzvicha shim v'negim. Shim ibimei ziva. Ain't a tricha el shimur yom echad shemer yom connected yom. Very so ferris ubodekas b'chol yomei shiv nekiim. Yosef b'mashi tricha lishmor. The mi b'mei nida. Very shetivdak b'mei nekiim talaf saaf saka b'tara. V'zui shebe'emes svaras haramba. Meiridik. A mamanashach of the sefer lechem v'simla. Fascinating. You don't understand. How can the Ramban is so machmer over here? Why is Ramban so machmer? Besides that, Rebbe Tar Shalosh Aldi. This is a beautiful quote here on page Resh Peh.
Rebbe, can I
sum that up, please? Sure. The Lechem V'Simla said that this, if the Rambam will say by Anida, you have to have a Hefsek Tar, and it won't, on the day that she saw, it won't work. It won't work. That's what he says. But in the Zava, he seems to say clearly that it does work. It's like a tata de sasri. The answer is no. Day one won't work. So if a woman sees on day one, Sunday, and she wants to go on a vacation, she doesn't want to be bothered, she insists on the Hefsek Tara on Sunday to go to mikveh for the next Motzei Shabbos, Dindar Reis. No good. Huksuk Mayim Pasuach. But we're talking about a woman who saw on day one. What's going to happen now? She saw day one, she needs Shiva Nekiyin. Now my mother shah. Why is Shiva Nekiyin? Because maybe she saw the previous 2 days. If she saw the previous 2 days, it's day three. Day three can do B'dikas Shachris. No problem. Elamai will tell me she saw what really happened. This is her first day. And the first day we know that nothing works. Okay, so what? She's doing B'dikas an additional 7 days. And if this is the first day, she's doing more than she needs. Right? More than she needs, because if it's Yemei Ziva, we only need 1 day. She's doing another 7 days. And if it's Yemei Nida, so you don't need a full 7 days. Right? She's going to do the second day, B'dikah will count. So, Masha Yakovit, it's a miracle of Cheshvan. I use the Cheshvan, tremendous Cheshvan, that we have over here in the Lech of Assembly. Sound the hook. Yeah?
Is it possible to say that we
can
count B'dikos as Hesekara?
Why not?
There's not different.
We haven't gotten to that yet. But assume they're all kosher. Yeah.
Let's assume that the typical woman does what's supposed to be all seven days of Shivanaki. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch woman does all seven days.
Now, there's a question. This is a tremendous cheshvan. The question is this question: Is it accepted? Yes or no? So there's a whole fight about this: is it accepted or not accepted? There are some who say no, not accepted. There is a the Rashba that some claim says faket. Let's look at the Chavos Das. The chavazaz is the exact opposite of the lechem asimla. Mamash min akotz al akotz. Lechem asimla says you can't go wrong. It's great. And the chavazaz says no, you can't go right. Kuv tzad yivav sivkot nal. It's amazing how gedoli Yisrael can go mamash from one extreme to the other. You gotta look at the beauty of the Mesorah from one extreme to the other. Says the Chavos Das here in Kuv Tzad Yivav Sivkot Nalef. Over the Eved, I feel a little bug. After Rak Shachris, it's good. That's the Ramon Sifalef. Masher Medvarav, I feel a Rasa Kol Agim Yomim of Yom Shlishi Gamkei Rasa B'Shachris. Petech Avachakach Posku Bog After the Shachris Amot Torah Gamkei Mani. You betcha. That's what he said. Absolutely true. And every day we are told, Nidus Samachesim and Veis Muchach Behedra. The Bishach was Yom Sharos Alom Ani Afrasha. Rak Ben Hashmoshes. He's right. We said. We want to use Atosis as a kula to explain why the Ramah is making on the first day she sees. She's only one day after Mincha. I told you yesterday, we told Atosis, Lo mi dubshach, lo mi uktzach. Don't do me any favors. Don't cause me any problems. He had the Chavos Das saying that the typical woman sees 5 days. Comes right from Tosis that the Ramah is wrong. You can't do B'dikah Shachris. Why? L'chora chacha bruri. You need ben hashmoshes. Now ben hashmoshes. I don't know if you really is that. Tos didn't say the first ben hashmoshes. That's a little bit of an overkill, no? Tos a b'dikas shachris is no good. Didn't say ben amincha l'mal is no good. V'cheni behedya b'rashi daf nun gimel amin aleph. Tekel tells you where to look. The ramat still lo tehe b'cheskas tuma. Ayin shom. Rabbi says to look. You gotta look. Nun gimel amin aleph. Lo tehe becheskas tuma. It's a long Dibra Masa. The last few wide line, but it's the very bottom of the page. Ve'ena tovela sereba v'apishe v'fisha v'tara v'shachris. Ala misharosa havya kol ayom becheskas choseres v'roa ad gemar yom. Avzu hoa v'lo bodka ben ha-shmashas sholem v'ikol emecha shdilma v'sol ben ha-shmashas rosa v'yol l'shneiris. And the poshup shot over here is it's not the first day she saw. Also, before Shirashi, that seems to agree with this incredible chumra. Oh my goodness! Umei hatema shelo hevius for us. No, the classical poskim in the siman that didn't say it. The Ramah is wrong. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is a real zinger. V'yod. So far it's a question of psak halach within the various sheets. But then comes with the same way as what happened. The lechem esim came with a tremendous kula esim and manashach. He throws out a tremendous chumrah. Look what he says. Kevan da'anan lo b'kina b'dam. Lo b'mein nidah v'ziva. We've heard that before. But fakem. Ika l'spuk yishem hu yom rishin. T'chuli alma modin lo ma'ani b'dika shachas k'mu b'sim beis. She saw 5 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She said 4 days. That's right. She said Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What she saw the first few days was yom ziva. It was day 16, 17, and 18 of the cycle. Maybe. We're all confused, right? What she sees today is day one! Today is day one! Oh, but you think the Chavos Das didn't figure out what the Lechem Esim was going to say? You think so? He's as smart as I am. He's around the curve, right? You're half asleep. He's already 4 curves around. In my base, Ria, so we show him, hey, Lord, you made Dam Tomet. Harain, Sriha, Gamma Ria, give a shiv in the key. Yeah, Meredig. The Zeh, ain't no. You're wrong, Lechem Asimla. Why? The Horasha, the Torah Sabayas, Hevio base Yosef, Kosav, the Mishim Safek Nida, Sriha, Efsek Tara. Lormin and Mimonashach, in Nida, he, Harain, Lo, Sriha, shiv in the key. He quotes enough in the Rashi the Torah Sabayis. You have a Torah Sabayis, yeah? No. I have a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quoted it in page Kuf Samach. It's probably in the old ones, no? What is Kuf Samach? We have a couple. Oh, this one. Oh, he's quite the modern one. Excuse me. It's all modern. Kuf Samach. Gekosa. Look at that. He quotes the modern edition. Gekosa b'Torah Sabayis ha'aruch. I've also said it's right here. The Torah Sabayis Ha'aruch. Of course, in our Gemara, one, Torisi Shalosha Alti. He thought the first day wouldn't work. Lefichach, he says, Afal pi. So for character, the Rashi was making even the first day. Lefichach, he says, Afal pi shekol anoshim achshav suffik nida suffik zavis. V'yavsha she nida mayona pasuach. Afilu achikol shefrishet ta'ora. V'afilu b'yom rishon harayu b'cheskas ta'ara. V'yesh machmirim b'dobar. This is what the Rashba says. This is what the Rashba says. Second. Something I'm trying to find on the page I can't find right now. Oh, there is a footnote on the bottom. It seems to indicate. Let me stop right over here. So the Chabas Das quotes this Rashba. He says, the Rashba says, Mishum Safek Nida Tzricha Sektara. All the Rashba said, he's trying to prove from here that the first day is like the second day and it works because Shachas. But he didn't give up on it. He just said, Mimanashach. If the Lech of Asilva was right, the Rashba should say what the Lech of Asilva said. Why did he say it? The fact that he didn't say it shows you don't say Mimanashach. One more time. The Rashba is saying that if a woman sees on Sunday, she can do a Bedika Shachas on Sunday, that first day. And it's going to work. When she's going to go to the mikveh, not Motzei Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom. She's a Sephardi, no. She'll go to the mikveh next Sunday. Right? Next Sunday night. So if that's the case, wait, is there a Mamanashach? One second. Let's get our days right. She started Sunday. She'll do a Hefsek on Sunday. That kind of gets you rid of the normal Mamanashach, right? Chavaz Das quotes the Rashba saying, Shem Safik Nida Tzricha Hefsek Tara. Lo Aminim Mamanashach. It's not completely clear that he said. That's what I've written down in my notes over here.
Where? In this,
Chavaz
Das says,
Oh, that's what I want. That's what I was looking for. Where's the Chagos? I should have it in mind. Does it have? That's why I couldn't. Wait, do I have it? What? Wait, one second.
I know it's
so that's what I'm looking. I'm looking for that, though, but it doesn't have it in my edition. That explains why I couldn't find it. Thank you. I have it. The phantom that I was looking for, we found for me. I couldn't understand why it wasn't in. The Territus, when they made the fancy new editions, they took out some of the things which were in the old editions, which should have been left in. And the Chavaz Das that took out this Ha'orah, couldn't find it. And the beautiful new edition. Okay. He points out over here, and on this Chavaz Das, and the Chavaz Das says that the Rashba says, there's no Mamanashach, Ein the Mefurash Barashba. Will the Chorah Nirah Kavanasa, the Softer, be a Rashba Shakosa? Will the Fichach Afal Pisha Kolanashah Makshav Sofik Didas Efshah Shinida Vechule? Ayin Shem, Hate the Meduk, Ayin Lechem Vesilmas of Kotan Dalim. Now what did he say at the end? Afa pi shekol anoshim achshav safek nidus. What? Where is that lashon in the Rashi? Where is it? The fichach. I'm trying to find it. Can anyone find it for me, please? Well, the fichach. Can you find it for me in the Beis Yosef? Those words, please. Someone find it for me. Where are these words? The words are. Well, the fichach. One more time. Afa pi shekol anoshim achshav safek nidus emes shenida. Third word on the line.
So the
halfway
down in the
white line. In the Beis Yosef? I'm not sure it's
an exact quote, but.
Well, I found it here, right, there it is. Oh, I read it before. Well, the fichach, so what? He didn't say you can't do Mamanashach. So to the contrary, there's no such preferish. So, okay, so I don't want to go into it right now. It's not preferish. It really is not preferish. I think that's correct. It's not. It's not beferish.
So
that the Chavaz Das said you cannot say Mamanashah. Because he says over here, Sufik Dida, Sufik Zavis, and he says Sufik Dida, Sufik Zavis, that it itself somehow indicates to the Chavaz Das that you do not apply a Mamanashah. Okay. But the only reason why it can be Mekil is because the Chavaz Das himself is, because the Rashbam is postening that Yom Rishon Rok even for a Nida. But had he not passed in that way, it would have been no good. But I'm saying it's not Mamanashah, because she goes to Mikveh with the Cheshbon. She saw on Sunday morning. She said, Bedikah Shabbos Sunday morning. Oh, so the old days she'd go Motzei Shabbos. Today she goes Sunday night. There's still not Mamanashah. Because Sunday's no good. She'll do Bedikah Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. She's not a Kusis. She's missing a day. There is no Mamanashah. There is no Mamanashah. So I don't know if you have such a Gaval de Garaya. I don't know. So I've written down in my notes that maybe it is a Raya, but I don't see exactly why. Just that the Lashon of the Rashi is in the din of the Mishnah, we should be machmir even bisman hazeh. Even though she's going to clearly do another bedika within the shivin akiyim, that's going to certainly work, right? If she's a nida, if she's a zava, ain mayona pasuach. I have my notes from so many years ago. I keep running back and forth back on this very point. At the end, I wrote that the Chavaz Das is going to the Shulchan Aruch. That is only a problem. This problem could be in the first day. One second. Let's hold on a second. I don't know. It's not clear. I have written in my notes, so there is some claim according to the Rambam, you don't need to have siktar by a zova klal. Not that it works on the first day. You don't need it at all. He never mentioned zova by Moses Stroll. He didn't even mention the word have siktar. Nor did he mention it bichlal, apparently, when it comes to a zova. So all kinds of possibilities. All kinds of possibilities. In any event, for us, that we have Ashkenazim, we'll typically not do a bedika Rav Osai until day 5. Right? Now on day 5, L'chor the Chavaz Das should agree. Why? If the first 4 days, Rebbe says, listen carefully, if the first 4 days are Yemei Ziva, then she's a Zava until she has Shiva Nekiyim. Right? And this, no matter what, and I've written on my notes, this could be an afkamina between the Rambam and the Shari Shonim for the 7-11, 7-11. But this cheshbon, we're not going to all the protein, may depend upon the fact that we pass like a Shari Shonim against the Rambam. So may actually come up in real life, in this particular case. And this is as far as the Chavaz Das' second problem, that we're not bucking Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. As far as the first problem, what's the first problem of the Chavaz Das? In front of me. What's the first problem that the Chavaz Das has? Not the, here it is. What was his first problem? Rabbi Osai? Yeah, the Tosfos. Right? We should be machal like Tosfos. You require the Bein HaShemoshes. The Tosfos say any Bein HaShemoshes, Rabbi Osai? Did you see the Tosfos? Samachesim and Beis. What did Tosfos say in Samachesim and Beis? Did they say you need actual Bein HaShemoshes? What did they say? They said, we should be Yom Shiros of Oshakris. And there he said, if it's not Ben HaMinchol Amal, it's no good. Never said you need Ben HaShemosh, it's Mamish. No, that's the Poshim Shah, no?
It's more than
right, okay, so in other words, they have Mekel even B'Shakris, we should be Machwe at least to have Ben HaMinchol Amal. Okay. Okay, true. It's a little bit overstated. Yes?
I didn't understand why there's no Sunday,
she does a bdikos, so she's going to do bdikos for next Sunday. Right. So
she doesn't bdikos every day, so I don't see what the problem is. She's doing every bdikos every day for 8 days.
8 days including Sunday she saw. Let's assume Sunday is garnished. It's meaningless.
No, but it's
No, he's saying that doesn't work.
But that doesn't work.
That doesn't mean as if she didn't do it.
Okay.
If she didn't do it, she's missing a day. I think these are cheshbonos are hard to follow exactly to the nth degree. But you'll again, it's more complex than I'm letting on. But I'm just saying that there's what to be discussed over here. Anyway, there is an interesting Chazanish. Chazanish says in Simon Sadi Bey's Sivkotin Membov, I believe it is, that the Tosis over here is Mashma against the Mamanashach of the Lechem and Simla. Because Tosis discusses the first day of Ziva, and they still give it a status of the first day. That's a Poshim Shat. So you'll have to do Menachem Mincha L'mayla. Okay, Poshim Shat. Fine. Rabbi Sai, we could spend many more hours on this sugya. Many more hours. But leave it here. On the day that she saw, day 5. Halacha l'maisa. Women are doing it with manas all the time. I always tell them to do it in Shabbos. But l'chatchila, you should do it again. Min ha-mincha l'mala. So I tell them all the time. So l'chatchila, we should chosh through the Chavis Das. At least min ha-mincha l'mala. If not min ha-shvar, boch doch, if you can do it, okay. And Migiradin, it's good enough for Shabbos too, because not the day one that she began. Fine. And again, Migiradin, we don't follow Madama and Melech either, with all the kools of Avavaj. Let's put all this behind us. We spent too much time and too little time. Too much time convinced to get it completely down to the end, and too little time to get it to the end. That's taking a whole day, and I just don't have the extra day. But I gave you a lot of my karmas. You can look it up, make the cheshbonos yourself, come back to me, I'm willing to discuss with you at greater length. Fine. What must this bedikah be like? Let's discuss the rush of Osai over here. End of Simon Hay. It's very, very important. End of Simon Hay. As the rush as follows. Upadika Shamarnu, last two words on the second line of the second column of Peches Amin Aleph. Haina Shatachnis Begad Lovan O Tzemegepin Lechorin Lestokin. Either a garment which is white or white cotton into the crevices. Ad Mokom Shashamish Dosh. Below Shatachnis Tenem Adla Kanechas Atzma, just a little wipe. Tahi Kinuach Miki, below Upadika. Because the mashma the yel b'shili perakamad afyud beis boy minei rabama meiravuna isha mal shetivduk atzav besoch shir veses umi mashkachas bedika besoch shir veses v'tanya ezu shir veses moshal l'shamash v'esha omdem b'tzad ha-mashkov v'tzias ha-shamash duchas ei havei veses shamu l'kinuach lo l'bedika ama b'lo achnosa l'chor n'stokim kinuach miki b'lo bedika u'bedika iskro eitzel zav v'zova. So the Rosh says the bedika has to be what? Pashtus. B'chorin u'v'stogim ad mokom shashamish dosh. That's the poshup shot here. Does everyone agree? No. The Beis Yosef is an arichas over here. Quoted in part on the bottom. In Os Ches. Kosher Beis Yosef, Zvara Melech Kosher Be'enai, She'yev Shal Yishol Ha'achnes Ha'ed Kol Kach Ba'omek V'im Titchok La'achnes Kol Kach Ba'omek And it had bulos Tekar Kol Atzma She'yiz Sarit Ha'mokam Bifnim Ha'idei Abdika V'yotzi Dam V'yotzi Ha'ed Odom V'enom En Ha'mokar Elam Ha'chmas Dochak Abdika V'kach Omos Ha'pikcha Shebehem U'zichurani Ki Ben Urusai Ra'isi Zikenim She'yem Gam Gim Ha'bedika Zulomam Shudava She'yev Shal Ha'asos. For the Shlishol, what time it's Rishol lived on Mokom Shneem? Even Shem of the Kosev of Rambam, can be Bedikas Shvul Feres. Shem Halom Iriyah, the Shani Hoshe the Tzvichem on the Ladash Shem and Machas Hapkiyas Shamash Pitzaver Arechem Ubo Adam and Amokol Lekach Ono Tzvichem Shem Mikol Ikonis Hashem. Beis Hashemini the Bedikas Shnocha. What's going on? Efshet time of Mishum the Kaima the Kaimel and the Noshim and Thomas with Bis Tias Adam the Beis Achitzon. Everyone with me reading it, sorry, Medayan Tefches. Af al pisha dayan lo yotza kedi separation pe gotzei dofen tzorok livdok kol ha beis achitza v'ad mokam shasham ashdash hu beis achitza v'pnei kach tzorich livdok ad sham ad kan. Whoa, this is a tremendous chumra to check the entire beis achitza. Wow. Okay, that's what he talks about. Does everyone agree or not agree? Other Rishonim, not at all clear so far from what we saw. Now,
are there problems with Sia's doings?
Today, women can go pretty far in if they're well lubricated, if they keep cool. Can you get to the very? Can a woman know exactly what spot the shamash is dash? Impossible for them even to know exactly. But she inserts her entire finger, and with the cloth wrapped around it, it's comparable. It's close. It's close. That's what I would say. If you take a look over here in the Dibri Chamudas Lamed Beis, he quotes what he said in Madan Yontif the Beis Yosef, the Pikris, and he quotes his Maskana. Bal Nefesh, as the Rosh and others require, yeah. Yitzava Bebeso, Shabodekas Lapsokal Bedika Aleph, me Bedikosin, Shabotok Azayim, Tia Beinin, Shagia, Admokosh Hashamish Dosh. Only two Bedikas, they have Sektara and one Bedika of the Shivanakim. Ushara Bedikas, Afim Loyagia Sham Leslimba, Shemiacha Shirova Poska, Pshitlu Dalok Karab, we'll get to that later. The Sagile Bedika Akas Tok Zayim. Abishad the Chatchila Tzrich Livdok Kol Yom, yeah. Nibedik Binyan Zeh Shudav Akasha Kam Kirov Aposkim. Ema Tzrich Livdok Binyan Zeh Dain Alasas Kedivya Ma Tzrich Livdok Binyan Zeh. Nibedik Asam Muchrochos Shem Bedik Asyom Avsoka Bedik As Achas Betoch Zayin O Betchilosan O Besofan O Bemzon. Although there's some of them on Machmir, but for them we're not going to be Machmir to do all the way Ad Mokom Shashamish Dosh. That's the compromise of the Maran Beis Yosef. And she picked one day to do it, and he said the best day to pick is Yom Beis. It's a typo. It should be Aleph. There's a typo of a first of the Beis Yosef. Pick day two. Why day two? What's wrong with day one? Day one's much better. So she came and she tishka chos yom. She has other days to make it up. What are you talking about? Why Yom Beis? And they say in the foot, it's a typo. A posh of a typo. I don't know where. Can you tell me where it is, which number, how God is? Is this the typo? Want people to look it up later on. Mama should typo. But I don't have it in front of me exactly where it is. Someone will look it up later and we'll tell them where the typo is. They point out that it'll be a mistake. Fine, I'm about to say. The question is, before we get to Makom Shashamash Dash, what about the whole idea of Hefsek Tar, of Chorem Mustakin? The Beis Yosef, when he quotes the Raivit, that you don't need Chorem Mustakin. Which one? Chav Ches? Chav Ches? Oh, so far off. Chav Ches. Kevin was Rishon. The first original set said, wait, was he corrected already?
They corrected
it already. Why then? Corrected it, Yom Aleph. Okay, very good. Well, it's correct. Fine. This is page Kufsan above and the new Beis Yosef. Fine. The previous pages, he quotes Rabosai, the Raivit. The Raivit says as follows. It's on page, I think, Kufsan of Dalet. The three different kinds of Bedikas. One is a Kinuach, and one is Beis Achitza. Duat Mokom Shashamish Dosh. And that works for Nida, the Zava, the Chsaka, the Shiva, the Kiyan. You need Makosh Shamish Dash. The third Bedika is Karam Mustakin. That's only for Taurus. Hey, Rabbi Sai, we love the Raivit. So you don't have to have Karam Mustakin. Don't ever forget about this Raivit. In a pinch, you know, you have the Raivit. Pinch, you have the Raivit. If you really get stuck, let's not forget about it. Even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Rush. But you have the Raivit. Now, where do you get the Yenid Chorom Stokka for Taurus? From the Gemara on Daf Hey. On Daf Hey. That's only the Taurus. But they both quote the Gemara in opposite directions. Rav Moshe, take a look, if you will, on the Peyam and Alpha of the Gemara. The Rav Moshe quotes from the Rav over here. My Ein Shalifnei Tashmish Ein Amemad Pekida Lepekida. My time off. Mipnei Mohuma Lebeis, which is a Rosh Tav Tashmish. Ein Amachneses Lechor Lestokin. Kinei Roino Mikan. Sh'av Al Pisha Tikno Chachama Bediga Tashmish Lataris. Ein Lepnei Tashmish Bediga Hu Tashmish Ein Lepnei Lataris. Mish Ein Amachnesos Lechor Lestokin. Since so for Baila, whatever is required for Baila, we're not going to the front of that Gemara yet, is enough to have Stam Kacha. Only for Taras they require Chorav Mestokim. That's how the Ravid read the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. On Daf Hey Amud Aleph. That's his fundamental riot. Another riot from Tavuoli Nasei, etc., etc. If you look at the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, that Gemara, and the Tosfos Rosh, it's exactly the reverse. It's exactly the opposite. Chachmei Yisrael could draw opposite conclusion from the same line in Shas. Yes, what's the question?
Is the Rebbe assuming that Malkam Shash and Brochon is talking about two different places?
Two different things. One is depth and one is width. In other words, one is how deep it's inserted, one is how around and around it's inserted. Two different things completely. Take a look here in the Tosfos Rosh. Next to the last line of Haman Aleph. Ein machnisos al chorom l'stokim hilkoch lo ave bedika. It's not a good bedika. Zok the Rosh mikan mashma the call bedikas nashim should tzarech la'achas l'chorom l'stokim uvinyanach alam mikri bedika l'kinuach v'chein buchal l'chaman b'sof pirkim. So the Rosh in Sof Simon Hay only brought the Raya for Sof Pirkim, but here in the Tosfos Rosh he quotes the Raya from the same Gemara but the Raya from Sfakit, because the Rosh is saying she did a bad job. Muhumma Lebeza, she did a bad job. She didn't do what she's supposed to do. And the rabbi says, no, she did a very good job. An excellent job. It's not a good enough job for Taurus. Can you imagine that? Absolutely the other way. One from the opposite of the other. Unbelievable. Now, the Ramban, Hilchos Ramban, it's quoted also here in the Beis Yosef, at least in part, has the following compromise. Compromise. I think it's found on the bottom of the Rosh somewhere. I don't know. If you look on the bottom, you probably find it in one of the Badani Antif, some different Chavudas. What's the following compromise? Bedigas half soka, shila alosavi to a molatara, trila chormus dokim. Ava bedigas hashiva, the becheskas taro medes, bedika koldu sagi. That's what the Ramban says. That's the Ramban says. Okay, and he quotes in the footnotes that Bal Nefesh lo yokel bekach, and Zalachas he was told some a little bit more lechumra. There seems to be some measure of steeris in the Ramban, a little bit. And the Rashba requires chorav mestokim for shiva nekiyim as well. And some want to say why? Because it's even a shayla of the oraisa. Is my Rashba here? Who was? Oh, thank God, survived the day. Chiddush. Of the Rosh. On that Suga Nafei, the Rosh says as follows: Alba Bedika Masha Bedika Schorim Ustokin, Banaba Bedika Shivan Akim Bedika Tadinalu, Dama Bedika Schorinu. You need that, like Tim Tosa Rosh said. Close to Torah Sabbaiks. The Ra'ah said no, only Hefzik requires Chorav Mestokim, and that's what the Hilchos needed the Ra'ah, and the Chiddush Ramban seems to go in that direction to Pshuto. Okay. Then he says as follows. You know, if you're stuck, some kind of tabas, which prevents a Chorav Mestokim, if there's no alternative, Yesh Lahakil. And he quotes the Sidrei Tar. It's only been the Rabbana. Lo gozal b'malkam she'efsha. Whereas the Pashut language in the Rashba, the B'kivei writes in the Tshuva, is not so. Mamash, no good at all. What can you do? This is an impossibility. There are poskim who say that you can't possibly say choros on maga. You know why? Akala besula. Akala besula, who has the hymenal ring in the way, just you can't maneuver that well. You can't get into all the chorom is talking just behind it. It's just like, I mean, if you can figure out, I'm trying to give it a mashal. If it's clear over here, it's going to go around and around and around and around. But if this thing is blocked on the sides, so it's wider inside than it is outside, how are you going to get, you know what I'm saying? You just can't get into every nook and cranny if there's a totally block, and you just can't do it. So Kala Basul, they say, simply can't get in. So if you can't get into all the car it was stuck in, it can't possibly be a requirement which is Doraisa. Rabbi Avadya talks about that in his sefer over here. Page Shin Mem Vov. He says like this. He quotes it Retar Kupta Revav Kav Gimel. Even though they require Chorim was talking, Ein was El Chumah De Rabbanan, but the Raisa you don't require it. Ubahachi Nicha Din Besula Sheposegas Betar Besofer Shivinikim Boshah Pesach No Vadavu Borah Sheyefshal Besula Livdak Bechorim was talking Klal Bekoshkei Bedika Veula Avakash Hashamish Dosh Shubevare Min Animna Alatzarach Lama Shekeim De Chumah Bizu Ein El Chumah De Rabbanan Afhelo Echmiru El Hecha De Efshar. If it would be a Doraisa, how can you make what's the Efsha Yevsha? And he quotes the Chazanish as the same riot, Tani Beis Chafalef, of a Besula. You can't have Korah Mestok, it's an impossibility. That's what he says on page Shin Mem Vav in the Taras Abayas. Lechor, it's a very good riot. Lechor. Now, the Mela, what happens is she has a Makkah, and it's sort of impossible for her to do a Bedikas Chorim Mestakin, which is to cause the Makkah to bleed. So Ravadi writes the page Shin Mem Tes, Avada, Ein Loz, Bedivri, Roba Poskin, Maran, Shulchan Aruch. You have to have at least two Chorim Mestakin, so you have Sektara and the first day of the Yeshiva Nekiim. But if it's impossible, it's going to cause her to bleed. You can rely on the Sidrei Tara. Hechad lo efshish, the Tzvachot Asa Raivid. What are you going to do? There's no alternative. Ain't done an efshimish, she's like a basula. She's married 20 years ago, she's going to give a basula over again because she's going to cause a maka. That's what it says. That's what it says on the page. Shin Mem Tes. Shin Mem Tes. Then he says, he throws in a little bit extra. Will it be makil if the days that she typically sees have passed? The other Zichron Yosef. Remember we had mentioned that in the previous shirim. But probably you don't even need it in a bichlal. Anyway, it wouldn't be required with the rice. So based on the tesvah, bala machashev yomel bole, etc., etc. So now the following shadow about it based on all this. What about a kala? That a kala cannot do a bedirus karma stock. That's what he says. Efsha. I'm going to agree with efsha. To retire the chazanish. Efsha. So now I want to know: must she do everything which is efsha lo, or should we say that once she can't do a Vadiris Chorim Mestok and Kibbel Kidavoy, we have rather to be even more make of her.
More make of her? Do nothing or do what?
Nah. Let's say that, this, why am I saying this? I have these red alerts for these Kalas, that despite they went to the Kala classes and they had the teachers and the this and the that, you get these panicky phone calls from Kalas who woke up less than a week before their wedding. Val, didn't do any Vadiris. Either they went to Kala class with a Kala Madricha, with a this, with a one-on-one, with a class, with a this. They hacked in the cup so many times. I didn't realize. They wake up 5 days before the wedding, they didn't do any B'dikas at all. Nothing. I've been asked this question in the past, and I was like, what? They didn't do anything. They didn't do a single B'dika Panimis. Now, Chorma Stoga she can't do anyway. She's the Kala Basula. But what could she have done? Well, she could have taken a cloth, put it around the finger, gone up a little bit, down not far. I mean, called Isha the female Shahi. Sometimes it's very close, sometimes it's more open. I don't know. Rabbana don't do exams to find out what's going on over there. But she could go to a doctor to do an exam and find out, you know, how much she could have done, would have done, should have done, might have done, blah, 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 blah. But it couldn't do Chorim Mestok. So I've gotten these kinds of questions. Now what? So you might think she has to do exactly, she must do everything that she can. But I heard two of my rabbinical colleagues, who were also in these tight situations, had spoken to Gedolei HaPoskim about it. And I'll just write you what happened in my notes from years ago, what they reported. My friend Rabbi Marcus Shlita, Abezin of Reshit, said he asked Shadi Rabban Soloveitchik, that's how, who was very, very close and related. And Rabban Soloveitchik said that even if you put something in a little tiny bit, even up some mashu, it would be good enough, because you can't get it anyway. Okay, that's very helpful. But the problem is, what if she didn't even do that? Oh, so I heard even more than that. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yudin Shlita told me, named Rabbi David Feinstein, Shlita, that even if she didn't do anything, she just did what every girl does when she goes to the bathroom. She wipes herself with a tissue, and she looked at the tissue, and the tissue was clean. Even that's good enough for a Kala Basula. Because she can't do Charma Stokin anyway. So Mali, if she went in a little bit, she didn't really go in at all. She did a bunch of bedikas. Now you'll say, Gvald, paper, tissue, paper, what, where, who, paper. So the post can talk about paper. And we try not to rely upon paper. The simple reason is it can get lost inside. It can disappear. You know, it's a tissue, it can just fall apart. I saw in the some of the posts they say, well, if she's out in the road, she has no cloth, she should try to get a hold on a paper towel. And it's a little bit thicker and it won't fall apart, you know. But Mika right then I saw of all places in the state of Mishmeres Atara, not so many coolers over there. That is makel on tissue paper, make it right there. As long as she makes sure nothing, you know, she has to check the paper, make sure there's nothing ripped off. If she sees that it ripped off, obviously it's no good, you're going to fetch out whatever it's there, start again. But she sees the tissue is intact, he's me'ikir din, it's mud, he's not recommending it, chas v'shol. Chalila v'chalila. But and it is in a pinch, this is where we're written. And you know what, Rav Osai? Why is paper no good? According to most posts, forget that the possibility it's going to leave inside. It can't get the Chorba Stokin, they say. But she can't get the Chorba Stokin anyway. You look at Bali Ashulf and Sadi's eye and see that reason. Can't do it anyway. So I heard from the Gedar Le Olam that there's room to be made for a Kala Besula. Oh, the Shasa Tchak, I mean, I keep Nida. Oh, yeah. Yes? Can a woman Besula can? No, I don't think so. I don't think she can do either. She can't do Makosh Shabbos Dash, she can't do Chorom Mestok, she can't do either. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. There is a Chazanish.
These coolers.
Yeah.
If she realizes 5 days before, she can be so much right that she didn't see anything when she went to the bathroom 2 days earlier.
Right. I'm referring. You asked it. You've been checking something. They always say yes. Oh, Rabbi, I've been very careful. I'm almost paranoid about it. I'm obsessive about it. Whenever I go to the bathroom, I make sure that the tissue was clean. This has happened to me. I tell you, I can't tell you how many times this happened to me. These kind of showers. I called all kinds of rabbanim from the field, and I have my luckily I have my conversation, which I thank God I'm smart enough to write down. I shouldn't forget it. These are the sources you can check by everybody. Rabban Nebuch Kinshin no longer checked by, but Rabbi Marcus is Neman, and Rabbi Yudin you can ask, Rabbi David Feinstein. That's what I've written down in my notes. So I assume it's accurate. A lot of big tzaddikim in this list of people that I'm quoting over here. When they're morning. So yeah. Now, listen to this. It's a Chazanish, it's Simen Tzadi Gimel, Sivkotn Dalet. He says, how in the world can there be Rishonim who don't require Chorom Mustakim? How is it possible? What he says. V'chol shelo nimshach zman shel klos hadam mechor mistokim eino od biru klal afal afsokas riyas riyas ol shaita shekeinu aderach l'sakim ol afsik kilkach lo choshev hefsik tara atche timtza v'tara b'chor mistokim miyut tzarechi en hechi muskaz ebe gemara im lo shenem ashik echor b'dikas chor mistokim eino mishim shekvar rosa v'netzer adam b'chor mistokim Ela shema hi achshe b'mayin pasuach. Ela she'ein zem avur b'mashal o timsa b'mokor shederech haril lihiskazev ad shetirah gam b'chor mustokim. So based upon this lashon, it's possible, Rav Olson, I'm just saying as a svara, it's possible that repeated external bedikas, repeated time and time and ten times, she did external bedikas in a row, and she saw nothing. Again, I'm not relying on the lemaisa, but maybe according to this lama would be an equivalent. David was making even with once. She checked, you know, once for every relevant day. She checked with her, she also the bathroom. But if she did it repeatedly, she kept checking each time, perhaps it's another possible svara lehetayr. Possible svara. I have the following shaila of Osa. The Rush says that chorim mistakim is be'akim. Let's take a look again at the Rush one more time that we saw. The Rush seems to say over here, we saw it in the Tosfos HaRosh. Let's see it again over here in the Hilchos HaRosh, the 10th parak, end of Siman Hey. He says as follows: Ubediga shamano hayshim sitakas begalavan ad mokom shashamish dosh. And here he says, otherwise it's only considered to be a kinuah, and it's nothing. Right? But the truth is, he emphasizes chorim mustakin. He starts off by saying chorim mustakin and mokom shashamish dosh. At the end, what did he say? Without chorim mustakin, it's nothing. What happened to shamish dosh? He forgot about it. Forgot about what he said 5 lines before? And then, if you look at his kitzur of Hasarosh, every Jewish woman has to know, this is page Sadi Zion, a few pages later on, what does it say? She has to be take a beggar lovan with small gimel is, over Tzemeh Geffen, over Tach Nisei, but also Mokom, L'chorim Mustakin. Guess what he forgot about over here? Forgot again? Twice he forgot? Ad Mokom Shashamish Dosh? The clear impression from the Rosh Rav Osai is that Chorim Mustakin is...
Where?
Where? Where are you reading? I'm reading Helecha Hilchos Nida Bekitzim Trichas Menos Yisrael Ezov Ezman Hazeh.
Yeah,
so
you're reading
the Kitzur's
Gerosh.
I'm sure what you read.
I'm reading the next page.
That's with the Torah, the Kitzur's Gerosh. What did he say? Chorim Mustakin Amakim Shashamish Dosh. Yeah, the Torah wrote it in here, the Torah wrote it in the Torah as well, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. But the Rosh himself left it out twice. And then the Siman Hey left it out, and he left it out in this Kitzur, on page Sadi Zion over here. Twice he left it out. And the Beis Yosef himself concedes that. It's not Li'ikuva, based upon the Rosh. On the other hand, the Ravid said what, Rabotai? Chor Mustakim is not Me'akav, the famous Ravid. However, Mokom Shashamash Dash is Me'akav. It's a little bit Mudna. It should be finding what we call Svaras Chalukas, like this. But I think it's required, you think not. I mean, that's a little bit strange that we should have such a phenomenon. So I wanted to say no. The Ravid never required a Mokom Shashamish Dash. If you look in the Rosh, in the Beis Yosef rather, those who have the Beis Yosef, if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, and it's already in the Shinui Neskos, they made this comment on the Beis Yosef. Where are the Shinui Neskos? Ah, it's the Shinui Neskos and the Ravid. That's what we have. That Ravid we had yesterday? The Bnei Brak Ravid, is that here? I need that every day from now on. From here on in, I need that. That's a must. It's going to become more and more important as we go. Okay, so the Shinui Neskos points out on the Ravid, but it's also, you'll see, I think in the Beis Yosef, it also pointed out. The Ravid never said, Ad Mokom Shashamish Dash. Now what he said. The Ravid, quoted over here in the Beis Yosef, page Kuf Samach Dalet, he says, right. Here it says, she is B'dika B'chitzen, who Ad Mokom Shashamish Dash. That's not in the Ravid. Oh, we have Rabbi Kavach, we can find it him. I don't know if he quotes it, he's here. Where is that? Oh, here. Bali Nefesh. He gives you all the Ravid. It's Pei Chavei Samachtes. Which one is this Chavei's? He has all three editions. Samachtes. Was that Beirach there? Could have came out before. Could have printed before. I think Samachtes, that's the last one. Okay. Here we go. I'll read it to you. Tashen is B'digas Beis Achitzon. Vuhyeh! Vumokum Sheha Shamash Tosh. B'chilat, that's not, I don't know what edition he had. B'mokom. He doesn't make a big deal about it, the Rabbi Kappach. The B'nai Brekha, my book, makes a big deal about it. Because he misquoted the Ravid. Maybe about a different Gerson. There it is. The Ravid, who doesn't require Chorvazon, doesn't require Mokshan Shemesh Dash either. Period. That's all. Finished. Finished. Fine. A woman, yeah, I'm sorry.
What's the difference between
a Kinoa and... No, Kinoa is Bachutz. Doesn't even get into the past the Haimon O'Ring. It's the late, they might call the best of you. That's Kinoa.
It just has to penetrate a little bit.
Right, according to the Rive, it gets into the Prozdor, what we call the Prozdor. Then, even though it's not current in the stock, and it's not... Bimbal Kamashash Shamash Dash. Good enough. Right, as opposed to what he calls over here, a Kinoach. That's nothing. I mean, obviously the Shamash is dash there. I can't get there without getting there first. But, you know, too far out. The Pashas. Okay? That's a key word that's changed over here. Halacha l'maisa, Rabosai. Halacha l'maisa. The Bechaba said, we saw yesterday already, la'ola yulamet onabitol peso to use lochtoch. I'm a little upset. Some of you say, nah, forget about lochtoch. It's only a... Some arcane, antiquated practice. Forget it. What do you mean? What do you mean? The Shulchan Aruch said so. The Shulchan Aruch is also arcane and antiquated. Yes, so sorry. I guess I'm also arcane and antiquated. I'll join that club with the Shulchan Aruch any day of the week. Okay. The Mechaber says, La'olim elamed onam b'sof beiso l'chatchila. The Ramah writes, La'achon l'chatchila. I agree. But the La'achon l'chatchila, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Bali HaShulchan, he says as follows. Look, if it hurts, you don't need moch dachuk. It's going to cause a cutting. Yeah, it's not 100%. This is sifkot mechav aleph. You don't require it me'ikir adin. As opposed to those who left it out completely. But remarkably, he quotes over here the Rabbi Fuss. He talks about the moch dachuk. He quotes one of the Gedolei Olam Mamish took on himself to leave it out. I mean, some kind of a guy teaching a college class or a chosel class here in Manhattan. But from the Gedolei Olam, I guess he felt in his time and place. Well, maybe it was like maybe Manhattan is more Torah than they had in his time and place. But he quotes over here in the Rabbi Fuss quotes, Moch Dachuk. He quotes from the famous kuntris, Amira Lebeis Yaakov, by the Würzburger Rav, no less. He was the Gedolei Olam. He took over the Rav, the Würzburger Rav. He was a contemporary and sometime student of Rav Shamsha Nafal Hirsch. He was a great, great man. The Melech HaShemai, the Gedolei Olam Mamish. So he, according to Rabbi Fuss, who looked up his same, so he left it out. I don't have it in front of me right now where he quoted it, but you'll take it. Someone, when you find me for tomorrow, I want to show you inside the safe. You'll find it for somebody. I give you a research project. He quotes that he left that bubble from his heart. Left the whole thing out. Okay. All right. But you don't have to worry about the Ben Hashmosh. You don't have to go with Rabbi Tamsman or the Motzei Shabbos man. You go, say half an hour, 25 minutes. It's enough. B'moch Tochuk. Enough. Okay. And here he writes, as Rabbi Cohen, in Bali HaShulchan, Sivkot, Sadi, that there are some women who have a problem with the moch, or even with the bedikah itself, is a problem. They use bedikahs, it causes who knows what, it scratches. Residents have cut in Sadi as follows. If she's too dry, she's not lubricated, which is a big problem, she may wet the cloth. And we're not afraid that the tipa style will be seen, and it'll be nimocha b'mayim. Adrabah. We say, oh, if tvei, if tivdok be'ed yavei, she won't do a good job, it hurts. Okay. But he says, don't put any mishcha or shuman, because they're afraid, she yichap al adam velo tirenu. So as Bani HaShulchan Sifkotin Tzad. Some people have told me, it's true or not, if I care, water can just absorb the drop of blood, it'll just disappear, won't be seen at all. In KY jelly, KY is completely transparent jelly, that's even better than water. So that's a machlokes in Poskim. I don't know who exactly is right over here. I don't know. One thing I'll tell you, Rabosai, that if you think about it, if you're going to require a moch tochuk, you probably will never get it. And that's found, I always said this for years, I found it right before the princess, this, I can tell you where it is. Find the safer. There it is. Women today don't do moch tochuk. They say they're doing a moch tochuk, but it's not really a moch tochuk. It's just sort of a symbolic moch tochuk, if I use that expression. Sorry being so cruel, but it's nothing more than symbolic moch tochuk. He writes over here, Rabbi Forst writes as follows, that nowadays the moch tochuk is not really in all crevices. He makes a reference to, he says, a few other places. One second. Here, I'll show you where it's most pronounced. When he talks about moch tochuk, this is on page 186, footnotes 128 and 9. A moch tochuk can take the place of hefsek tara, according to the Mechaber, only a woman who fills the vaginal canal with cloth. Today, a moch tochuk is merely a bedika cloth inserted after the vaginal canal. This is certainly invalid in the place of hefsek tara. Others, again, it's the next footnote. Moch tochuk may be considered a chorem mustakim. That's only if she actually fills the vaginal with cotton. Till the moch tochuk is done today, because the vasil b'dikah cloth inserted, the vaginal is not coming into contact with all crevices, and even a tampon was not going to be enough. Finished. So those who will say, rely on and quote moch tochuk with manazer hefsek tara by itself is absolutely incorrect. In point of fact, you just don't do it. You just don't do it. Adkan, took me longer than I thought. Hilchas hefsek tara. We're now going to start Hilchas Shiva Nekiv. Later than I thought, but let's begin right now. Yes. We have one more question and we actually begin. Two more questions. Three more questions. Seven more questions. On every day of the Shiva Nekiv. What's your question? Yeah. You were first? That four? Whatever. So
the
covering
cooks on Yvonne Bays requires a moch
tochuk
for
Rias
and Rishon.
No.
So according to
that,
of course,
you
can't do it.
Yes, you do it. Go buy a whole bag of cotton and put it in.
No, I mean,
I'll
have to write a Friday morning for a catch-up, let's say. They had that passion for 4 days. They wanted to do a moch tochuk.
I'm telling you, so buy yourself a whole bag of cotton and then do it.
But the moch we would use today would not.
What would you do today? Forget about it. Even a tampon. Something like a tampon. Oh, a tampon. What's a tampon? It looks like a finger. You put it in, it expands a little bit. It doesn't go against it. It's not right. Yeah. Lechatchila, but certainly has to go widthwise. It must extend for one at the cut top. It's a circular area. You have to be touch every single corner of that, at least at one point of that perimeter of that circular area. Yes?
So, will there's no value doing the
mocha tuck
that we do now?
No, you should do it. Leave a bigger cloth in.
Should you do the real mocha tuck?
Nah.
Well, why?
Why? You want to have you want to stay married to your wife? That's how many. We had some. That's how many. Yeah. It floats there.
How is it
inserted? It's inserted the regular way. That's why these things have these little tails in the corner. So if they leave it in, they can pull it out.
Like
the Kargol Yom Kippur, you know? Goes to the flavor of the flame, right? Pull it out. Yeah, sorry.
You're not doing width.
No, you just leave it there. So in case something comes, hopefully it'll catch it. That's our minute. Rabbi said,
in terms of the Bedika,
do you require the Bedika?
What?
So you require Hefsek Tara. Bedika, not even the Hefsek Tara. Hefsek Tara, and every single day of the seventh clean day, she should do Bedika, Bechorim, and Mustakim. When the Beis Yosef was Megal, he was Megal as far as what? Makom Shashamash Dash. That's what he's worried about. Oh, Makom Maka. A typical woman can get a cloth inside, you know. They measure, you know, the ladies measure, they measure like this. I got till here, till, you know, that's how they measure it. So the first knuckle, the second knuckle, the third knuckle. That's how they measure it. That's how, what's wrong with Esther? That's how they measure how many knuckles got in. You know, Kala usually can't get more than one knuckle in. Doesn't go. A woman is married, she can get all three knuckles in, usually. Some said hurts, they only got two knuckles. I'm not, they have to measure, so how they can tell the rabbi? That's how they measure things in knuckles, you know.
Okay.
Well, what?
Well,
she should put, ideally she should put the cloth in, around her, or cloth around her finger, go as far as she can go, whatever it may be, one, two, or three, whatever it's comfortable, go around and around and around and around and around, around a number of
times.
I tell every woman to put her moch around, do a, go around with a moch twice. At the beginning to go around, and when she takes it to go around again. Each one for a safety net. Because since our moch dachuk won't work, as I said, it's not really dachuk, so in case the hefster comes out no good, and the moch comes out good, she went around, if they're two separate cloths, she went around and around with counts. Similarly,
at the end,
both counts are at the end, and at the end, which is after says, in case she forgets the B'digas Yermishin, maybe that's going to count. We have to talk about Shimon Akim. That's now start for Seattle. We only have 10 more minutes, everybody, so I have to at least begin the new sugya of Shimon Akim, the Mishnah Samaches Amid Beis, everybody. Hazav Hazava. Right? There's no gender discrimination, everybody. Shabbat Kuatzim, Beyond Rishon, the Matzah Torah, Beyond Mashvi, the Matzah Torah. Shayama Shabaintan Lobotku, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Abraham Becheskas Tahara, Rabbi Shu Omer, Enlem the Yom Rishon of Yom Shvi Bilvad, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Enlem the Yom Shvi Bilvad, 3 days in Tanoim. Fascinating. Oh, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rebat, the mother of the Sirugin, the counted day 1 and day 7 and 5 more days. Ridiculous. But Torah Amra Achar Tinter, Achar Achar Lekulan, Shot, they had Tumma Mafsekas Beinayan. Amalar Rabbi Yeshua b'yata Omer Boda b'zavshara Keri b'nazer shalom b'schofas b'pros Shemona b'sirugin. No, it goes back and forth. That a good raya, not a good raya. Okay, right. Last three lines. Nirin divir Rabbi Lezer midivir Rabbi Yeshua. In that argument, Rabbi Lezer has the upper hand. Fine, but Dei Rabbi Akiva, Midei Rabbi Kulon, we should be the biggest machmirin. Abel, but halacha Rabbi Lezer, a strange gemara. But that bottom line, no time. The bottom line is we pass, thank God, like Rabbi Lezer, who said what? What did Rabbi Lezer say, or both? What did he say? She checked herself day 1 and day 7, good enough. Ibarlu azava azava shabbat atzal yom rishon biyom shmini. Umatzu tar shayam of lobot gulu Rabbi Lezer mao tchilasan v'sofan be'inan v'hacha tchilasan nika sofan leka o dilma tchilasan afagav shein sofan. Interesting shayla. Amarav hihi tchilasan v'sofan. If you stop right over here, Rabbi Lezer, we have the best of all worlds. All you have to have according to Rav is either tchilasan or sofan. What's not clear here is according to Rav, what about an intermediary day? An intermediary day, it's not clear. Is it either the 1 or 7 is good enough? What about 2 or 5? Not clear. What would you say about it? What would you say?
Better.
Okay. We'll see soon. Okay. So I need that right tomorrow. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Tchilasan v'sofan v'ina. Hacha Tchilasan ika sofan lek. I asked you, Rabbi, if you had a shayla and did between Rav and Rabbi Chanina, how would you pass? Rav. And Rav Chanina. So, what would you say? Take a look on the Rosh, Simon Hay. That's where we came from. Rosh 174 towards the bottom. Posak arrive at Alocha Karav, should the Rav Sheshes, Rav Yirmiya, Shaklu Vitaru Ali Bey, Alma the Sphere of Kavasei. So I guess what we really have to do is
is put one thing here in the rush to hopefully get back here in the next 8 minutes and turn to the Gemara. Because I was just too much. I wanted to show you this before we left today that we passed like Rav, he's going to the rush. So I jumped the gun a little bit. Let's stay back to the Gemara on Samach Tes. It's a crucial Gemara for tomorrow's Shir, but even for today's Shir, what remains of it, it's important to see. I'd like Rabbi to get to this Gemara and should know it. Tomorrow's Shir, there's going to be a very critical question. A very, very critical question, which is going to be based on a phrase I'll show you in a minute. Let's take a look a little bit further. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Sheshes. Again, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi, Amar Barabba, Amar Rav. Nida Shefrisha B'tara B'shlishi Shalah Sofrasa L'minyan Shiv V'Nekiyin. Nida sees Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What is today, Tuesday? Oh, got it right. Today, counts towards the Shiv V'Nekiyin. In fact, the Gemara, Nida Sfira Lamala. He doesn't have any Sfira. Before of Zera, Nida only needs 7 days in total. Elaim is Zava, Shafisha Batavish, Nishishala, so Frost the Minin Shiva Naki. What does that mean? She saw holy a whole week last week, and this week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, today's already the 10th day she's seeing, so it counts as Shiva Naki. Omalei Rav Sheshes, the Rav Yirmiya Baraba, Rav Kikusoy Aralishmaiti, the Army of Shapasegaspo, so Frost the Minin Shiva, the Kusimo this way. And I told you, as I told you the case I had, with someone who's married for 20 years, a Bagat Smicha conducted his marriage this way, like a Kusi. Because he didn't get it quite right. So you have to understand, the day after is day zero, it's not day one. Pre-1A, right? Kikama Rav, Levar Mishlishi. No, Levar Mishlishi Pshita, obviously. Lo Tricha, Kikon to Lo Bodka, Tshvi. Mashmin and Hassam, Chilot Namabisha and Sofa. Bochakamashmalam, Son of Mishen Chilasan, the mode of day, but the first wide line. Chilasan of Mishen Sofan, who darmina new community achas kayu. Aval Sofan, Afagapit Chilasan, no. Kamash Malon. That either works, either day one works, or day seven works. Aini, Vaki Asa Raman, Amar Ramosi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Toa. One word kasha. Toa. What's this? Playing a game? Toa! Play a dynamite, what's he talking about? Oh, it gets so complicated. The Kama Shavua, Kama Asyaka, Kama Bale Lusa, Tavlina, Lavi, Mamalamat, Balinla. Again, you have to, on your own, please do me a favor, look through the Cheshbinus. I just can't, don't have the time right now. But the Gemara has a key question. The Sakatai, the Globinus, for Lifonenu. That's the key phrase. That is the most important phrase. Sfur in the Fanein. The Gemara is saying that if you hold that day seven is enough, you don't require Sfur in the Fanein, obviously. Be mom and amulet, believe it, let me let it talk about Zobu about this Sfur in. Oh, complicated Cheshman. El Hashmam and Abin and Sfur in the Fanein. Against whom? Against Rav. What did Rav answer? Ha, Rav. Lav you kim the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva requires Sfur in the Fanein. Avada. Rabbi Kiva says the previous 6 days don't count. Of course he requires Sfur Lamein. Every single day has to be counted. Of course he requires. We don't pass in that way. Who's Rabbanah, Rabbi Osai? Presumably Rabbi Lezer. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua, whatever. That's a different sheet. So apparently we don't require Sfur Lamein. That's the Pashup Shah the Gemara. That we don't require it. Who's we? Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer l'choladeis, or Rabbi Lezer only according to Rav that Shvi is enough, or Rabbi Lezer according to the in-between that holds Rishon or Shvi. You need Dafka Rishon, which is one day within Rav, or even according to Rabbi Chanina who goes with Rishon and Shvi. According to how many of those above Shittis. As the Gemara seems to say, you do not require Sfur in the Fanein. It's a mystery, Rabbi Osi. You follow what I'm saying? Rabbi Kiva requires Sfur in the Fanein. That's clear. Rabbi Lezer, at least according to somebody, does not. Who is that somebody? There are three versions of the Rabbi Lezer. Right? You need day seven is enough. Day one is enough. Or you need day one and seven. You follow what I'm saying? It's not completely clear in the Sugya, according to how many of those three views. As the Gemara is saying, we do not require Sfur in the Fanein. That is obviously critical. go back. We have another 2 minutes. Let's go back to the rush. Tomorrow we'll have to see the sugya that we just discussed. I also want to say tomorrow the Mordechai in Siman Tov Shin Lamed Zayin talks about one bedika, two bedikas. Let's first let's finish the rush if we can in 2 minutes. Fine. We all read the last two lines of page 174. In the parech, Olemi Brizen, the Torah, Perekam Apelas, the Shadal Rabbi Akiva, the 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 Rabbi the Tanya, Alma, Halacha Kirah. Afal Gav, the Dochi, the Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yosef, the Chuyabi Amo. Hilgach, Noshim, Oidna, Shein, Sub, Exavis, Trikal, the Afsik, the Tar, the Lidduk, Athan, Shiadu, Shinista, Mayana, Kedama Rav, the Afsik, the Tor, Vishlishi, Shalah, Ulubach Rosso, Task of Limnel Shivan Akim, Uva Olsen Shivan Akim, Tibdok Atzeb Chol Yom. Every day. What do you get every day from? Didn't say every day. The answer the Ravid says, we'll see that if we meet the Ravid tomorrow, that the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if she did 1 in 7, it's good enough. Implying that what? The Chatchila, what should she do? What? Every day of the 7. The Mefurash Adir in the Mishnah. Everybody agrees except for one. Who doesn't agree? Avada. The Baal Amor, he's the one who disagrees. There are too many rabbis who suddenly found the Baal Amor of his name. So they became Baal Amor fans. All of a sudden they're saying 1 in 7 like this, like a big mistake. For reasons we'll discuss at length. Fine. V'nagu Hanashim. Fine, this is back to the Hefsim Tar. In any event, so if the Yabel of Botkel, the Yom Mishan, O Yom Shvi, Karina Menachim, the Kamel Karab, Chlaz Abishan, and Sofan, the Sol Babylon Chlaz. Avon, here's another critical line. Im lo bok ad yom shmini, lo mikri sfurim, de bedika betov zayin v'ina. What does that line mean? What do you mean it won't count? Why not? Let day 8 be day 7. Let day 8 become day 7? This line requires a screaming for an explanation. Let day 8 become day 7. One more nekuda. Cause of the rabbit's out. In both gatsa b'emtza shiva for the both gatsa b'tchilas to the sofa lo shamati u'mestarba l'kula. It's a difference. One day, what's the difference? Day 1, day 7, day 3. What's the difference? V'araz alevi, the last line on this one. Kosev she'ein l'lmod b'dikas hazava she'tzvicha zayin nekim v'b'dikas nida ha'kala she'ein tzvicha l'afrash as tarav en ha'shmash as levad. And he thinks that you have to have either 1 or 7. Says the Rosh, if there would be a shayla, I understand the Baal Amor is Dechiyah. There's no Shaila. V'yeni Rosh Kan Sofeg. The Mistabra the other them to Yosem and Asof. The Yischazik B'tara. Kol Yavim. Shachar Abedika. Day 4 is better than day 7. Adkan. Everybody say tomorrow is a big day. Okay, please try to start on time and on time tomorrow. And you derive it. And hopefully the video camera will work. So I'm really going to run in. We're counting the days of us. We're our own sphere. Sphere until whatever, June 24th, whatever day we have to finish this by. See out of the Shmai. Okay? Tomorrow, same here. What?